about understanding our population, understanding there are acutely ill people in our population, there are chronically sick people in our population, and there are people who are not chronically sick, but are simply having episodes of illness. But they are very different, and they need different responses, different levels of care. One size doesn't fit all, and there's got to be a more responsive approach from both health and social care that enables us to reach out to specialist nursing and medicine and therapists to people, keep them independent longer, keep them weller, keep them in their own home longer, and keep them out of hospital wherever possible. It's on that basis that we're taking care forward in what's termed to be an accountable care organisation principle in partners with community services and GPs and social services. With a growing elderly population, it's inevitably the case that there is going to be an increase in demand for health care. And it's also the case that we as taxpayers can't go on funding bigger and bigger hospitals. We have to use our health care resources wisely. And that means actually keeping people weller, longer, more independent in their own living. Some of the strategic developments we're currently considering, which I know you'll want to address, I'm sure, is the potential acquisition of West Middlesex University Hospital. We see that as an opportunity. Nevertheless, for all the reasons we've just talked about, we're taking our time to seriously consider what will be the financial impact of that on the Trust, what will be the risk that needs to be managed to actually manage the opportunity that West Middlesex presents. But it does present opportunity to us. We're on about 1.5 hectares of landlocked premises between Fulham Road and the Kingsway. West Middlesex offers 8 hectares of land to be developed in an increasingly popular area where there is a lot of development going on and a much more diverse population. West Mid, as you know, went through a process to look at who they would like to be their strategic partner, knowing that they actually cannot have a sustainable future as a foundation trust on their own. And we were their preferred partner for that acquisition. The board has had a lot of discussion about that. The board has then in turn had conversation with its Council of Governors. We'll continue to look at those issues very carefully. We've not yet arrived at a decision, and we're due to make that decision by May this year. I've talked briefly about accountable care. Accountable care is about us working as partners, treating the health and social care resource as one pot of money together. I would like to see us move beyond contracting.